talk about this website, which I'm not sure if I'm bothered by this or not just yet. It's getgrandpasfbifile.com. Now, if you didn't know, actually, you can get an FBI file, I guess, on any deceased relative or something.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And this website just helps you type out the proper form letter, exactly what you need to have in there and everything. So you go and enter your address, your information, the deceased person's information, and then they send you the FBI file. You know, once you print that off and send that into the FBI, and I think there's a fee in there with it as well. And on the front page of this website, did Grandpa Joe run a gambling ring? Did Aunt Mary ever lead an anti-war protest? Did Cousin Gary smuggle booze during Prohibition? Was Great Uncle Fred a communist organizer? Find out now by ordering a copy of their FBI files and learn a bit more about your family history. Which is kind of cool. But, I don't know. Isn't that a little bit creepy? Wouldn't you be worried to find out something that you wouldn't want to know?
I don't think so. I think it'd be interesting to learn more about your ancestors and...
Yeah.
Man, like, your grandparents die, you go through their stuff, and, like, you look through their yearbooks, and, you know, you find out more about them as a person than just Grandpa who, you know, has nasty toenails.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess your Grandpa who has nasty toenails and was running from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. And this is where it gets really interesting. There's they want proof of death. They only release files on dead people. And you need to include a document proving the person whose files you're seeking is actually dead. Now listen to the different kinds of proof you can send in. Okay? You only need one of these. The person was born 110 years ago or more. That's good enough. Some people live to 110, right? Oldest person in the world does.
They were
110?
Or around there?
Yeah, I think so.
Dang.
Yeah, or close to it. A copy of an encyclopedia article... who was who in America page or other document mentioning the person's death. A copy of an obituary, newspaper death notice, or any newspaper story mentioning the person's death. A printout of a Social Security death index record. A copy of a death certificate. Or, this is what makes me cry fishy on this whole deal. Or, a Wikipedia article or other web page mentioning the person's death. Well, so can I go get the FBI file on Sinbad now? Wasn't he killed off on Wikipedia?
Yeah, he was.
How many people have been killed off on Wikipedia? It's been a decent amount. Maybe David Chase, the Sopranos creator, maybe he's been whacked on Wikipedia recently. Maybe you can get the FBI file on him.
Oh.
Are they serious about this?
I don't think Wikipedia is really that reliable.
No. Really?
It's so easy to get, though.
Yeah.
So.
A MySpace bulletin saying they're dead. That'd be fine, also.
You have to repost it. In less than 5 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not only do you not get Grandpa's FBI file, but he dies again?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. So, I don't know. Would you actually look into doing this?
There'd be a few relatives I kind of like to learn about.
You want to learn about or you have questions about? You know what I mean? There's two different things. Like, yeah, I want to find out some more about him. Maybe the FBI had a file on him. Maybe I'll find it.
Okay, maybe more questions about her.
Okay.
He's
yeah.
a little...
Yeah? A little questionable
loco.
Or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be reluctant to do this. I think that's a little bit too snoopy, I guess. I don't know.
It's just history.
Yeah, but I don't know. And it definitely makes me think about things differently. Like, wow, don't have a run-in with the FBI. You know,
your
grandkids might find out about all the terrible things that you did.